election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by LongRoofing.com. Real drama in Seattle last night.
Cousins takes, gives to Rob Kelly. Rob Kelly with the drive to the goal line. Redskins touchdown! 59 seconds to go, and the Redskins take the lead.
Larry Michael with the call on WMAL as the Redskins upset the Seahawks in Seattle 17-14. Next Sunday, the Skins will face the Vikings at FedEx Field. Well, we are learning more about the young man responsible for yesterday's church massacre in Texas, in which 26 people died in a hail of gunfire.
The suspected killer is 26-year-old Devin Patrick Kelly, who once served in the U.S. Air Force. Kelly was court-martialed in 2012 for assaulting his spouse and child. He served a year in prison. In 2014, Kelly was discharged from the Air Force for bad conduct.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. President Trump is offering his condolences to the victims in Texas.
In tragic times, Americans always pull together. We are always strongest when we are unified. To the wounded and the families of the victims, all of America is praying for you, supporting you, and grieving alongside of you.
And the president called the gunman a deranged individual. On the eve of Virginia's election, the final Christopher Newport University poll gives Democrat Ralph Northam a 6-point advantage over Republican Ed Gillespie, 51-45%. Libertarian Cliff Hira gets 2% in this poll, with only 2% still undecided. Virginia's changing politics means there aren't many solid purple areas anymore as we head into Election Day.
Maybe a decade or two ago, you could look to places like Loudoun or Prince William County's as bellwethers, but not so much anymore.
At the end of the day, you can't really say there's such a thing as a true bellwether county, in the sense that what really matters are the margins in all these places.
UVA political scientist Jeffrey Skelly says the biggest indicator might be how high Democrat Ralph Northam's numbers are in Northern Virginia as a whole.
For Gillespie, if he can hold down the margins in Northern Virginia, he's going to give himself a chance to win. And if Northam can run them up in Northern Virginia, you know, that might make up for really bad margins downstate.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As Montgomery County works to stop a growing gang problem, it's also figuring out how to stop the gang's sex trafficking business. The county council today learns more about this at a sex trafficking prevention meeting.
Gangs in Montgomery County are realizing trafficking women can be more profitable than trafficking drugs. The director of Fair Girls, Andrea Powell, will tell the council today one of the sex trafficking victims her organization helped told her,
"I'm the new cocaine. You can sell me over and over again, and if you get caught with me, I'm the one who goes to jail and not you."
Powell says often police officers arrest the victims of sex trafficking thinking they're voluntarily selling their bodies.
So that's also why it's so important to talk with law enforcement and talk with officials about how we can all work together.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A 10-year veteran of the Montgomery County Police is on administrative leave this morning while authorities investigate the shooting of a suspect in Wheaton last night. The incident involved the driver of an SUV who was ramming his vehicle into another car at a parking lot at a shopping center. When police arrived, an officer fired at the SUV driver, who's now in serious condition. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,539, the NASDAQ at 67.64. Sports, the Redskins win in Seattle, the Eagles and Cowboys win, the Giants lose, the Ravens lose, late game Oakland beats Miami. NBA, the Wizards beat Toronto, NHL, the Caps host Arizona tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. The WMAL app and stay connected.
It makes perfect sense.
Breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, billions in new spending, and permitting felons to vote and run for office? That's what my liberal opponent wants, and it would be horrible for Virginia. Hi, I'm Delegate Scott Lingenfelder, representing Prince William and Falk here in the Virginia General Assembly. Your vote this Tuesday, November 7th, is critical in maintaining the rule of law and fiscal conservatism in Richmond. Please vote to keep us on a conservative path, not a liberal one that we just can't afford. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Scott Langenfelder.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. When it comes to your banking, we have the answers. Visit one of our branches or go to JohnMarshallBank.com. That's JohnMarshallBank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Suitland Parkway commuters coming inbound approaching 295 with a report of a crash and heavy delays increasing. So it's a little bit slower than the norm there. Suitland Parkway heading in toward town. Around the Beltway, Forestville, it is jammed before Central Avenue. The crash after Route 4, after the Suitland Parkway, but before Route 5. Still a lot of activity there on Route 4 Pennsylvania Avenue between Woodyard and Dower House Road. We had an incident as well. And coming out of town on the outbound side was slow through that stretch. Busy, busy morning. Let's go Virginia. North on 28 coming through Manassas Park up towards Centerville and 66. The crash, I should say, in Centerville before 66 confined to the shoulder. It was initially reported as a broken down, but then had a lot of activity. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Showers, thunderstorms rolling west to east. Second part of the day. Today's high 73 on a southwest breeze. Overnight tonight, a slight chance of showers early, 45 with a north breeze as the front is through. Tomorrow, occasional rain coming back in the afternoon and a cool 52. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Woodbridge, 59 in Kensington, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. President Trump says the era of strategic patience is over with North Korea. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, Trevor Mattis joins us at 7:35 this morning, WMAL's Redskins analyst, to break down a heck of a game yesterday. 7:45 this morning, Pete Snyder, Ed Gillespie's campaign chairman, an excellent guest just a day ahead of that election in Virginia. And then at 8:05, Michael Auslan. He's the Asia Fellow for the Hoover Institution, the President of the United States on that long trip to Asia. He'll tell us all about the agenda and what he's accomplished so far, including his excellent feeding of koi. All ahead, Vince Galanese alongside Mary Walter.
Joining us right now, Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst, former U.S. Attorney to the District of Columbia. Joe, good Monday morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right, Joe, we want some answers on Bergdahl. How is it that he is walking with no time? How is this happening?
I believe that we had a military judge who had Trump derangement syndrome. As you know, President Trump, while a candidate and while president, has made comments about Mr. Bergdahl and how he thought he should be treated. And apparently this military judge thought that the president was trying to wield undue influence, undue command influence, as it's called, in the military justice system. What happened in that courtroom was fascinating. Usually judges explain their sentences in cases like this. He imposed the sentence and then apparently stormed off the bench without saying a word. That is extremely unusual. And it shows that this judge was upset with the president, but didn't want to say it for some stupid reason, and was apparently so upset emotionally that he couldn't address the subject. Sounds like this judge shouldn't be on the bench. This is about the judge. It's not about the case or the president. This judge apparently just lost it, and it's an embarrassment to the military system that he could not explain his sentence. And something this should be looked into.
I mean, even if a superior makes the wrong decision in terms of influencing a case or attempting to, that should not preclude the judge who's handling the sentencing from making the same decision no matter what, right?
They're supposed to be impartial and fair. If this judge was worried that it would look like he was being influenced by the president, all he had to say was he wasn't being influenced by the president. This is a bizarre performance in a bizarre case. Remember how it started with the President Obama in the Rose Garden welcoming Bergdahl's parents. in an idiotic display of presidential stupidity, and then Susan Rice claiming that Mr. Bergdahl had served with honor and distinction, and then the president trading Mr. Bergdahl for five Taliban generals who are now back on the war front, killing American soldiers. This story just reeks with bad judgment from day one, and it ends with very bad judgment by the military judge in the case, who really should be ashamed of himself.
But Joe, from what I understand, there's
the least he could have done was explained his decision.
Yeah, from what I understand, there's a sliver of hope here, because this punishment has to be approved by the commanding general of the U.S. Army Forces Command, and then it's automatically reviewed on appeal. So this, from what I understand, the commanding general may say in review that, no, this is a bad decision.
Well, I'm actually, I just started looking into this over the last couple of days. I think all the commanding general can do is lower the sentence. He can't raise it. But I'm not sure of that, and I'm sorry I don't have an answer for you.
I didn't know if you knew. That's
well,
fine.
You know, the president has tweeted he's called this a complete and total disgrace to our country and to our military. You also had General Jack Keane, of course, you see him all the time, of a four-star.
Sure.
Judge Nance forgot why there is a separate military justice system. Desertion before the enemy is an assault on military effectiveness.
Yeah, I think the judge's decision in this case is really, as a matter of substantively, I think is the wrong decision. He should have given some prison time just to show people that you can't desert, that you can't assist the enemy, and you can't allow other soldiers to be endangered who go to rescue you. And this judge abandoned all of the rules surrounding accountability of soldiers. And I think the criticism of this judge is well-deserved. I mean, I'm generally, you know, judges are judges. Everybody, good, bad, and different, makes a mistake. This particular judge seems to be politically involved in his brain about this case, and apparently just obviously has a great disdain for the president of the United States.
I want to talk about the Mueller investigation. According to sources, they have gathered enough evidence to bring charges against Michael Flynn and his son, that we will see some charges coming in the coming days regarding his lobbying work and whether he laundered money or lied to federal agents about his overseas contacts, all regarding Turkey, not Russia, and while President Obama was president, not President Trump. So what does this have to do with the Trump-Russia investigation?
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with it. It's symptomatic of what's wrong with the Mueller investigation as a pure matter. The Manafort-Gates indictment has nothing to do with Trump. The little Papadopoulos indictment is ludicrous on its face. Papadopoulos, George Papadopoulos, this sort of nobody, short-term advisor to the campaign, is actually pleaded guilty to lying about things that are legal to do. If he had simply told the truth about his activities, he would have been fine. So because he lied about legal things, he got indicted. As far as General Flynn is concerned, these activities all involve payments that he received from Turkey, which were not disclosed. He didn't register as an agent for Turkey, took large sums of money, and apparently was involved in some discussions about possibly kidnapping an Erdogan opponent by the name of Gulen, who is an imam who lives in Pennsylvania. And the United States has refused to extradite Gulen back to Turkey after numerous requests from Turkey to do so. Right now, it looks like the Flynn indictment involves all kinds of activities having absolutely nothing to do with the campaign, other than the fact that some of the things were done in his lead up to being involved in the campaign. All of his Turkey activities are just sort of totally off the radar.
So, Joe, is it usual for somebody to be prosecuted for a failure to register as a foreign agent?
No, it's not. In fact, there have been very, very few such prosecutions like this, and the only reason it's being done is because it's needed. There aren't other crimes that they can look for, so it's any port in a storm, and Mueller is using this statute. It is technically a criminal violation to not register as an agent. Most people are, when they don't register, retroactively register, and they're given either a civil fine or they're just said, hey, don't do this again. In these particular cases, because it's so many high-profile people like Manafort, and the sums of money involved in payments by foreign governments are so big, and the influence that these individuals tried to wield involves a major foreign policy area, Mueller, who is not bound by any Justice Department restrictions, decided to do it. I don't think it's very good public policy.
We only have a few seconds left. I want to ask about one important distinction, though. I think the Flynn is making the argument here that this was a Turkish businessman, not somebody who was with the government directly. Does that distinction matter?
No.
Okay.
No, it doesn't, because ultimately, when you're dealing with the government, you're going to have to register, because it all works its way back, and it's always a prophylactic thing to register, because then you protect yourself.
All right. Well, Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much. We appreciate you making us smarter every Monday morning. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
It's 7:15. Time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives. That means Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, it's a Monday morning, and we're trying to get you through this. Now, in addition to the volume that we always have with the commute, we have some hangups. Let's go first, Dale City, Minneville Road. If you're pushing a northbound Minneville Road past Cardinal Drive, you're going to see some delays to get you to where the crash is. 610 Delaney Road under police direction. On 66, it's just been about the volume centered through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street, getting up onto 66 through Manassas Park. It's been a little bit of a struggle, but the crash before 66 finally cleared out of the travel lanes. All right, here we go, Maryland. Damascus, the crash on 27 Ridge Road, north of Goo Road, south of Route 80. Still watch for police direction. Heavy. It's been a tough go trying to get over toward Fort Meade. If you normally use 32, you might want to go north of that, use Route 100, and then push down toward 175. Bunch of different options for you, but 32, so you know, is jammed trying to get to Telegraph Road, the scene of the earlier truck fire. They're still doing the cleanup there. Also, the Beltway inner loop as you pass Route 4, heading up toward Route 5. That crashed to the shoulder, but still major delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, scattered thunderstorms will develop this afternoon with a high of 73, chance of rain 40%. Tonight, we'll see passing clouds, slight chance of a shower throughout the evening, a low about 45. But tomorrow, cloudy, occasional rain in the afternoon, a high of 52. And the chance of rain tomorrow is 70%. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 62 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
I'll give you an update on what's going on with this shooting yesterday in a Texas church. At least 26 people have been killed, another 20 injured after a shooter opened fire in the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. The victims ranged in age from 5 to 72. The suspect has been identified as Devin Patrick Kelly, 26 years old. Here is, we'll give you a little bit of audio from what we've heard from authorities over the last 24 hours. Here's Freeman Martin. He's the regional director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, last night giving details on what they know.
At approximately 11:20 this morning, a suspect was seen at a Valero gas station in Sutherland Springs, Texas. He was dressed in all black. That suspect crossed the street to the church, exited his vehicle, and began firing at the church. That suspect then moved to the right side of the church and continued to fire. That suspect entered the church and continued to fire. As he exited the church, a local resident grabbed his rifle and engaged that suspect. The suspect dropped his rifle, which was a Ruger AR assault-type rifle, and fled from the church. Our local citizen pursued the suspect at that time. A short time later, as law enforcement responded, that suspect, right at the Wilson, Guadalupe County line, he ran off the roadway and crashed out and was found deceased in his vehicle. At this time, we don't know if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound or if he was shot by our local resident who engaged him in gunfire. We know he's deceased in the vehicle.
We know he's deceased in the vehicle. We're seeing reports this morning that Stephen Williford is the man who grabbed his rifle and engaged the suspect after he was called by his daughter about the shooting, and showed up there, ended up firing on the suspect, Devin Patrick Kelly. And again, not clear, as the authorities are saying, at what point he either if whether or not Devin Patrick Kelly succumbed to the wound that he may have received outside the church, or if there was a self-inflicted gunshot wound while he was in the vehicle. But after a high-speed chase between these private citizens and Devin Patrick Kelly, he ended up dying on the side of a road.
The Daily Mail has some updates from his classmates and from people who were friends with him, both knew him and on Facebook. And they said Patrick Boyce, who attended the high school with the killer, said he had a kid or two, fairly normal, but kind of quiet and lately seemed depressed. He was the first atheist I met. He went to Air Force after high school, got discharged. I don't know why. I'm kind of shocked to hear the news. One woman who went to high school with him, she wrote on her Facebook page, she said, "I'm in complete shock. I legit just deleted him off my Facebook because I couldn't stand his post. He was always talking about how people who believe in God are stupid, and he was always trying to preach atheism." Another one wrote, "I removed him off Facebook for the same reasons. He was super negative all the time." Another guy who went to high school with said he was weird, but never that weird, always posting his atheist stuff, and he always posted pictures of him and his baby. Crazy. "I went to school with him. We had a few conversations here and there. It's not something I expected from him. He was an outcast, but not a loner." But you always hear they're loners, remember? "Outcast, not a loner. He was popular among other outcasts. I haven't spoken to him since high school." And there's more, but people saying that lately he was ranting a lot on Facebook about atheism and people who believe in God are stupid. And
well, either way, he ended up being an animal and slaughtering children inside of a church, elderly people as well. And the way that his life ended was because this neighbor ended up getting in there and shooting him. Also, there was somebody who was driving. Johnny Langendorf is the man's name. He gave chase. There's an interview with him. Here's some audio of him talking about the experience.
You saw the two men exchanging gunfire, correct. And then one of the men, someone you recognized, jumped in the car?
No, I didn't know him at all. I didn't recognize him. He just was a member of the community. And whenever he came to my vehicle in distress and with his weapon, he explained very quickly what happened. And he got in the truck, and I knew that it was just time to...
It's time to go.
Yes, sir.
All right, so tell me about that. Tell me about following this guy. Was it high speed? Was he driving normally all over the place? What was it like?
No, sir. He got a little bit of a jump on us, and so we were doing about 95 down 539, going around traffic and everything. And eventually, he came to kind of a slowdown, and after that, we got within just a few feet of him, and then he got off the road.
How did that happen? Did you guys bump him, or did he lose control by himself?
He just lost control, and then that's whenever I put the vehicle in park, because I was still on the phone with dispatch, and the other gentleman jumped out and had his rifle drawn on him, and he didn't move after that.
He didn't move after that. The two private citizens chasing down this mass murderer. We're going to keep tracking this story as more details come out this morning. A lot of reactions, including people calling for gun control. We'll tell you all about it. 7:23 on WMAL.
Want to unlock the secrets to a successful retirement? Listen to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoons at 5 here on WMAL.
You know, I always talk about my dentist, Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. So I was there Thursday or Friday, I was there, and I was talking to Rocky, and I was talking to her about the new hybrid solution that Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob are now doing. It's a nationally recognized, proven, simplified approach, gives you a whole new smile, and the process has been perfected over many years. So many people have done this, and what it does is it allows you to have a shorter treatment time. It gives you the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Here are the benefits that Rocky was telling me about. First of all, do you know most of the people that they have who do the hybrid solution are in like their 40s and 50s? They're not like 80s and 90s year olds. Some people just have bad teeth. You just don't have good teeth, or maybe you didn't take very good care of them. This is the perfect solution for you because it lets you eat the food you love. You don't have to deal with dentures. You get a great smile and you're out of pain. Find out if Hybrid is good for you. Maybe this is not the solution for you, but maybe it is. Attend their free Hybrid Dental Implant Seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's Monday, November 13th, and I'll help you understand all of your dental options. Now, seating is limited. Pick up the phone and call Rocky now, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Pam and I purchased our timeshare in 1979. We went to our timeshare twice a year for years. Boy, I miss those days. In 2012, I lost Pam. I knew I had to get out of our timeshare. because the thought of going back there was too painful for me and our children. Finally, I found Timeshare Exit Team. They got us out.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, and heading into our nation's capital, across the 14th Street Bridge, it's just been about the volume there. DC 295 out of Chevrolet and Riverdale slows past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Earlier, we did have the crash that was on the exit ramp dead onto New York Avenue. That was cleared. Now, the Beltway, Maryland, unusual backups through Forestville due to the crash on the inner loop of the Beltway. Before you're trying to get over toward Joint Base Andrews, the crash after Route 4, but before you get to Route 5, please say, yep, it is contained to the shoulder. Man, we're waiting for that to clear completely. On 32, seeing a slight improvement, but still going to cost you a lot of extra time. The truck cleanup continues. It was a truck fire. Route 32 westbound, right near Telegraph Road. That's before you get to 175, so everybody is hung up through that stretch. On the ride in toward Damascus, 27 Ridge Road, north of Goo Road, south of Route 80, still with the crash. You were under police direction. Alternating traffic there, so definitely a bit of a hang up. On the Beltway, Virginia, interloop, trying to get through Tyson's now. Before the toll road, off and onto the Legion Bridge with the stop and go. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move. That's our next rainmaker. After a mild, breezy morning, showers, thunderstorms come in this afternoon from west to east at a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 7:27 on WMAL. So you think you got bad neighbors? This couple have kids, live in a nice little neighborhood, everything's fine. But about 30 times every year, women would just show up on their front porch late at night, early in the morning, wee hours, would strip, and then, because they wanted to get paid, would try to open the front door or ring the doorbell. They would just come up to their door at 3 o'clock in the morning, and ring the doorbell to try to get paid. And
tell me how this works, because right now I just have Boy Scouts leaving bags for canned goods in my door, and people just leaving flyers. Never once have I gone to the door and seen just a pile of strippers outside waiting for money.
It doesn't happen to me 30 times a year for 4 years. That doesn't happen. Okay.
Well, I think I would remember that.
Of course, the authorities have been called numerous times, couldn't figure it out until they finally figured out that it was the neighbor across the street, one Douglas Goldsberry, who would watch. He would orchestrate this, and he would watch it happen while pleasuring himself from across the street. He derived pleasure out of how far he could control these women to see how far he could get them to go. Now, the judge sentenced him to 4 years in prison, the same number of years that he did this to his neighbors. And remember, Bo Bergdahl walked. 7:28 on WMAL.
Oh my gosh. Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats, and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
Coming up, coming up on WMAL. Well, we're going to talk to Trevor Maddich to find out about that game. Wow. Yay. Good game. So we're going to have a really good talk from a very excited Trevor Maddich. And also Peach Schneider, who is Ed Gillespie's campaign chair, will be joining us to talk about the upcoming election. It is now 7:30 and WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Election in Virginia. Complete coverage Tuesday night on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounter. Some electrifying moments in the final minutes of play in Seattle as the Redskins fell behind, then went ahead, then watched as the Seahawks tried to pull it out.
Wilson in the shotgun. He's going to throw it up for grabs. Looking for the end zone. Ball is up, and it is dropped. It is incomplete. Redskins win! 17-14. And a great comeback here tonight in Seattle.
Larry Michael with the call here on WMAL. The Redskins are now 4-4 on the season. The man authorities have identified as the gunman in yesterday's shooting spree at a Texas church was discharged from the Air Force for allegedly assaulting his wife and child. 26-year-old Devin Kelly was sentenced to a year in prison after a 2012 court-martial. And we're learning now that Kelly lied when he bought the gun that he used in the attack yesterday.
Kelly legally purchased the Ruger AR-style rifle used in the attack back in April of 2016. But when filling out the paperwork for his background check, Kelly indicated he didn't have any disqualifying criminal history.
Correspondent Ed Lavandera. Virginia votes tomorrow, and on the eve of the election, the final Christopher Newport University poll out this morning gives Democrat Ralph Northam a 6-point advantage over Republican Ed Gillespie. Over 41,000 Virginians have already cast ballots ahead of tomorrow's election. That's up about 61% from 2013's early voting levels. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,539, the Nasdaq at 67,64. Sports sponsored by Staples, the Redskins get the upset win in Seattle, the Eagles and Cowboys win, the Giants lose, the Ravens lose, the late game, the Raiders win, NBA, the Wizards win, NHL, the Caps host the Coyotes tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples helps you promote your business with print materials like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products designed to impress clients, and now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Staples, it's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, with depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, has provided more than 100,000 life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Often, medication and talk therapy are not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, "My happy mom is back."
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hope. TMS.com.
Elizabeth Guzman came to the United States from Peru, hoping to build a better life for her oldest daughter, Pamela. Working 3 jobs to support her young family, Elizabeth eventually put herself through college and went on to earn 2 master's degrees. She believed that if she worked hard and played by the rules, the American dream would come true for her and her children. Through her career in public service, she's helped other families achieve success. Now, Elizabeth Guzman wants to bring her experience and work ethic to Richmond as our delegate. With accountability and transparency, Elizabeth will work to expand healthcare to more Virginia families. She trusts Virginia women to make their own healthcare decisions, and Elizabeth will fight for better public schools, higher teacher pay, fewer tests, and lower class sizes so all Virginia children can learn. Elizabeth Guzman will always put our families first.
I am Elizabeth Guzman, candidate for delegate, and my campaign paid for this ad.
Paid for and authorized by Elizabeth Guzman for delegate.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Unusual backups continue. Damascus 27 Ridge Road for the crash right near Goo Road. And that puts it south of Route 80. So planning your trip this morning, you'll need extra time. Plan for your alternates for sure. Each direction heavy as you're under police alternating traffic. 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown still seeing delays. And then pretty much from Clarksburg down to the Beltway, you'll have the stop and go. Beltway, it's been a tough go trying to head through Largo and around toward Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, where we had the crash between Route 4 and Route 5. Now, that was confined to the shoulder, but it looks like crews were responding to a new one that was reported in the backup. So after Central Avenue, please, everyone keep alert and stay awake. I know it's tough with the time change. Here we go. On 95 Virginia North out of Dale City toward the Occoquan Lorton heavy volume had a crash at Lorton that was cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move. That's our next rainmaker. After a mild, breezy morning, showers, thunderstorms come in this afternoon from west to east at a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Alexandria, 61 in Bowie, 62 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning to you. Happy Monday morning. Joining us at 745 will be Pete Schneider. He is the chairman of Ed Gillespie's campaign. We'll discuss the big election coming up at 805. Michael Auslan. He is a fellow in contemporary Asia at the Hoover Institute, where he'll give us an overview of President Trump's trip to Asia. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Collins.
Good morning. Listen to that music. Because, you know, the Redskins, I got to say, you know, they head off to Seattle this weekend. They're 80% of their offensive line is injured. They had to activate a bunch of people just to play the game. Man, things are just not looking good. And then they won. 17-14 Redskins over the Seattle Seahawks, and here to celebrate and analyze the news, Trevor Maddich, WMAL's Redskins analyst. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Vince.
What happened, man?
Oh, you know, I don't know. Somehow those odds that, you know, if you flip a coin often enough, eventually it's going to come up tails, and this time it did. I mean, the Redskins were absolutely, they fought hard, they fought without a full team. You talked about the injuries. There are five guys that start on the offensive line. Four of them were injured, replaced by a third stringer, a rookie, and two guys they signed off the street a week ago. They had two of their starting defensive linemen out with injury at the same time, and then other guys out, and they still fought like crazy. And the thing of it is, this Seattle team was 5-2 coming in. They were in position to fight for a first-round bye in the playoffs. I mean, they had everything to play for, and they were on a roll. And the Redskins just went down there, and they were just the little engine that could. They were the mouse that roared.
The Redskins, just the seventh team to win a game in Seattle since 2012. The Seahawks have been 37-6 in that span. Again, the Redskins, like, you know, nobody picking them here except for Larry Michael when we talked to him last
right,
week.
Which you
and
will.
Sure enough, the Redskins pulled out.
Yeah, no, it was crazy. And the thing is, the defense is what really rose up and did it. The defense, up until really the fourth quarter, shut them out. The offense of Seattle did not score a single point until the fourth quarter, and that's really what did it, the defense. Plus the fact that Seattle's kicker missed three field goals.
Yes.
Yeah, in the first half, really, the Redskins' most valuable player was the Seattle kicker.
He couldn't make it to save his life. Does he have a job next week?
No, I don't think so. The thing is, he was, I think, 11 of 12 coming in, 12 of 13, so he was over 90% of his field goals coming into that, and he missed all three of them the same way. He struck the ball hard with his foot. The ball went straight The problem was he was pointed to the left, and every single one of them went wide left. So thank goodness for that.
I have to tell you, just listening to you and Vince here, so shocked that they won is really entertaining and funny. So now, all right, so I have a question. Was this because the Washington's defense was so good, or was it because Seattle's offense was so bad?
You know what, Mary, that's a great question. And it was because Washington's defense was so good. Seattle's quarterback, Russell Wilson, was phenomenal, and he made play after play, but the Redskins found a way to shut him down and keep him out of the end zone. And then the Redskins' offense, when it came time for them to have to make a play, because Seattle went down and scored late in the game, took the lead, and the Redskins' offense had done very little since the first quarter, and it seemed like the game was over. But then Cousins hit two long passes to get them to the one-yard line, and that's when they scored the game-winning touchdown. And that second long pass was to their first-round draft choice from last year, Josh Doctson. And he made a play that was phenomenal, even though he was well-covered. Cousins took a chance on him, and he proved that he could validate that trust that Cousins had. And that's a pass-receiver, a quarterback-receiver combination between those two guys that if they continue to flourish, that'll be fun to watch.
All right, since we're talking about Kirk Cousins, the Redskins lead the league in the highest number of lost fumbles. There was one, the 10th lost fumble happened during the game with Samaje Perine and Kirk Cousins. What's going on?
Well, part of the problem is fumbles happen a lot when you've got rookie running backs, and Samaje Perine has had a problem with that. And they also happen when the quarterback is pressured in the pocket, because he'll get hit from angles that he doesn't expect sometimes, and that causes the ball to pop out. Cousins was magnificent in this game. He was sacked 6 times and hit a bunch more, but he stayed back in that pocket, and he kept on throwing the ball. And I'll tell you, he was beat up at the post-game press conference. And he just had a new baby about a month ago. Baby's name is Cooper, and I'm thinking that last night when Cousins got home, his baby looked up at his dad and said his first words, which were probably, "Dada, what happened to your face?" Wait, Cousins was magnificent. He was just courageous and did not play in any way like a quarterback trying to stay healthy for his next contract.
I mean, it was all the talk, though, is really about the last 90 seconds of that game. Seattle goes up. It doesn't look like the Redskins have much of a shot of closing. Tell us about that last 90 seconds.
Well, the last 90 seconds, that's where Cousins, who was not able, didn't have time to throw the ball down the field, hit Brian Quick on the right sideline, hit Josh Doctson for a deep strike for 38 yards to get to the 1 yard line on the left sideline. They punched it in. But then Seattle had about a minute to go to work. And Russell Wilson, their quarterback, kept making play after play. And then finally, they threw into the end zone on the last play of the game for a Hail Mary. This, my heart was in my throat when I watched that ball in the air.
Yes.
Because as it came down, there were two Seattle receivers back there. One was 6'6" tall. The other was 6'7". Behind them was D'Angelo Hall, who is 5'10", and who had been inactive all year because he was recovering from an injury. He's about 33 years old. I mean, he played football with Methuselah, I think. And he jumped up. And when that ball hit one of those receivers' hands, it would have been a touchdown and a game winner for Seattle.
That's
had
right.
Hall not jumped up higher than they did and knocked the ball out. That was a heroic play.
Here's the call from that by Larry Michael.
Cousins takes, gives to Rob Kelly. Rob Kelly with the drive to the goal line. Redskins touchdown!
Oh, that was the Redskins touchdown,
to go,
of course.
And the Redskins take the lead.
There you go. That's the call on the touchdown, but also Larry Michael with the excellent call last night as that ball dropped in the end zone on the Hail Mary play. Trevor Maddich, thanks as always for giving us a breakdown on a celebratory day here for the Redskins.
Oh, what a day. I'm still, my face still hurts from smiling so hard.
All right, good luck with all of the smiling you'll be doing today. 7:43 now on WMAL.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
So you've made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent that you can trust, obviously, to put you first. Look no further. Call Frank Prindle and Associates. Look, Frank's a West Point grad and a military veteran, and importantly, he uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than your average local agent. Just look to Curt and Dawn of Alexandria. They had a rental property they wanted to sell as is. So Frank evaluated their home's condition, established a plan, and the home sold within 1 week, people, at $11,000 above list. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon. Or Frank will buy it guaranteed. That's right. That's why, in addition to Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Sean Hannity, and he's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. 703-399-4538. Or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, in Social Security benefits, and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose seminars in Silver Spring, Bethesda, and Leesburg, all this week, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
7:45, now time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, we say good morning to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And top of the morning, everyone. Let's start in northwest near UDC, University District of Columbia, Connecticut Avenue. The crash happened in the northbound direction at Van Ness Street, but our traffic flow for the commute is southbound, so rubbernecking delays for sure. So each direction, Connecticut near Van Ness, slower than normal. Inside the Beltway on Route 1 in Riverdale, you come through College Park. And you normally, if you take Route 1 south of 410, they're stopping traffic because of a water main break. They say it looks like this will be several hours till they can get this fixed. So, again, out of University Park down toward Hyattsville, Route 1 will be the detour. On southbound BW Parkway through Riverdale, through Chevrolet on 50, everyone's heavy, hung up. It's just the volume right now to get onto 295 down past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Long haul on the Maryland Beltway. First of all, no delays to the Wilson Bridge. That's because nobody can get there with the long-standing crash. Now to the shoulder, inner loop between Route 4 and 5, but the long lineup south of the John Hanson Highway, that's the culprit. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the move. That's our next rainmaker. After a mild, breezy morning, showers, thunderstorms come in this afternoon from west to east at a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 747 on WMAL. And joining us now is Pete Snyder. He is Ed Gillespie's campaign chair. Pete, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with y'all.
Hey, from what I hear, there's something big going on tomorrow, an election going on tomorrow. I want to get right into this. Breitbart News had Ralph Northam's top 10 blunders during the Virginia governor race. Number one is that ad from the Latino Victory Fund. And Tom Perez was on with Chuck Todd yesterday, and Chuck Todd said to him, you know, isn't this racist? I drive a pickup truck. Doesn't this say that all pickup truck drivers are racist? And he went on, and he kind of pressured Tom Perez about whether this is a racist ad. And, you know, isn't this kind of wrong trying to get him to say that? And here's what Tom Perez had to say.
You know, Chuck, let's be clear about what's happening in the race in Virginia and in all too many races. Dog whistle politics. Steve Bannon just endorsed Ed Gillespie in Virginia this morning. And throughout this campaign, Ed Gillespie has been fear-mongering. He's been doing the same thing Donald Trump did. That's not fair. That's not right.
So he obviously dodged the question, but when you have Chuck Todd saying something wrong with this ad, what kind of an effect have you seen from that ad on the campaign?
Mary, it's been a tremendous effect. I mean, you go anywhere in the Commonwealth of Virginia right now. I'm near the tip of Tennessee in Bristol, Virginia right now. And whether we were in Fairfax on Saturday, Virginia Beach yesterday, everywhere you go, people have seen that ad, and they say, you know what, I've never seen anything more despicable and more disgusting, and I can't believe that Ralph Northam, who went to Virginia Military Institute and talked about honor, put on an ad and allowed an ad like that. You know, it's funny, I saw Tom Perez on the campaign trail in Prince William the other on Saturday, and Mary, he doesn't know up from down right now. he's facing a full frontal attack from Donna Brazil and having his surrogates put out racist ads in Virginia. And he's seeing this campaign slip away. Ed Gillespie and the entire Republican ticket is surging at the exact right time.
Well, let's,
and the Democrats are imploding like I've never seen
before. Pete, let's talk about the surge. Do you have internal polling figures? What are they showing?
Vince, we are tracking with almost everything you're seeing publicly, meaning over the past 2 weeks, and especially since that disgusting racist ad went on, Ed Gillespie and the entire ticket is moving up in the polls and surging. And in fact, on Friday, we crossed the line. We went from underdog to now in the lead, and Ralph Northam has been tanking. It's plain and simple. We're peaking at the right time, and they're cratering at the right time. I feel good. If we get all of your listeners out on Tuesday, we do that, we're going to win.
With 15 seconds here, how much money have you brought in over the past week, and how are you using it?
Well, that ad caused a threefold increase in online contributions, and we're putting every single cent onto the ground, especially up in Northern Virginia, where Ed Gillespie's a Fairfax resident and calls Northern Virginia home. And we're putting everything on the ground, and we're going to get our people out, and we're going to win.
Pete Snyder, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck tomorrow. That's Pete Snyder, Ed Gillespie's campaign chair. Thank you.
Mary, Vince, thanks for everything you do. Appreciate it. Get your listeners out there.
All right, 7:51 on WMAL.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now... Oh, well, it's all sorry, man. I've got plans. I love to, but got another date that night. So, yeah, nice work. It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be re-sodding the yard myself next weekend.
And It's Just Lunch. They make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
In a noisy world, Northern Virginia's own NOVEC is listening to its customers who want reliable, affordable electricity, renewable energy options, and ways to save energy and money. NOVEC delivers the most reliable power in the region, and customers are paying less for electricity than they did 8 years ago. NOVEC is listening and responding. That's because this not-for-profit cooperative is owned by the people it serves. NOVEC. Listening. Responding.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. His Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Monday morning, Landon.
Hi, Mary. Happy Monday to you. Well, the Dow and the S&P 500 are coming off their eighth straight winning weeks, and the NASDAQ is coming off a record high on Friday. Futures are mixed this morning, so we're looking at a mixed open on Wall Street today. Gas prices have jumped because of higher oil prices. The nationwide average is up 7 cents a gallon at $2.58. In D.C., the average is $2.66 a gallon. That's more than 30 cents a gallon more than you were paying than a year ago. Michael Kors just reported earnings that beat Wall Street estimates, but same-store sales were lower. Shares are 1% higher in pre-market trading. And CVS Health is also out with better-than-expected quarterly results. Shares are just a bit higher in the pre-market. Broadcom has made an offer for rival Qualcomm. Both make cell phone chips, and this would be the biggest tech acquisition ever. And a guitar owned by Prince sold for $700,000. After a bidding war over the weekend. The Blue Teal Cloud guitar was only expected to fetch about $80,000 through Julian's auctions. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Republicans in Congress just released a new plan for tax reform. What's in it for you?
Deductions for families doubled, so your first $24,000 of income is tax-free. Child tax credits increased. Tax returns simplified. Loopholes closed, so everybody pays their fair share. Small business taxes cut. Investment for new job creation boosted. And most important, America's middle class gets real tax cuts. Read the plan for yourself at passtaxreform.org. It's a simpler, fairer tax code with independent analysis showing more than $1,200 in tax cuts for a typical middle class family. That means more money in your pocket. It's time to modernize our tax code, make American businesses more competitive, and help bring jobs back from overseas. So thank Congresswoman Barbara Comstock. She's fighting for the middle class tax cuts working Americans need. Paid for by American Action Network.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, 270. Thinning out through Urbana and Hyattstown. Still pretty solid, though. Germantown down onto the 270 spur. Latest trouble, though, 270. Right as you come out of Frederick off of 15, or if you're merging off of 70, crash reported right near Buckystown Pike. That's pretty much right where that merges. Also, Damascus, south of 70. Major delays this morning. Have the crash on 27 Ridge Road, north of Goo Road. They had traffic alternated and stopped from time to time completely. Improving, but still quite slow. So I need you to plan for the extra time. If you use Route 32 Maryland and heading around toward Fort Meade past Telegraph Road, they're still doing cleanup from the earlier truck fire. And Virginia, getting better, getting up to the Beltway. 28 still slow through Manassas Park, but the closer you get to 66 past Braddock Road, better the pace. Incident cleared. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little damp for the commute home later today. Scattered showers, thunderstorms coming in from the west with a cold front. Maybe some heavy downpours in spots. 73 degrees on a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Everyone deserves to feel good inside, and the experts at AirServe of Northern Virginia know how to make you feel good inside your home with indoor comfort systems that are inside your budget. Get up to a $1,600 rebate, up to 72 months interest-free financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that'll keep your comfort up and your utility bills down. Call AirServe of Northern Virginia at 571-292-3081. That's 571-292-3081.
Hey, federal employees. Open season's almost here. Are you ready for a different kind of health plan? One that understands what you need and what you can pay for it? We can help. At AetnaFedsLive.com, you can chat with us online, join a webinar, or schedule a one-on-one consultation. So together, we can find the right plan for you. Aetna Federal Plans. Get the health plan that gets you at AetnaFedsLive.com. Health benefits and health insurance plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and its affiliates. Plans contain exclusions and limitations.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Since early last century, when my father Morris founded the Mervis Diamond Company at the mines in South Africa, our family has handled some of the world's finest diamonds. And because the diamonds are in Mervis hands all the way from Africa to Washington, we keep costs low, so you save. That's why Mervis Diamond Importers is the leading diamond dealer in the nation's capital. Clearly, Mervis Diamond Importers provides the best value. We cut our diamonds to the Mervis ideal standard. This makes our diamonds brighter and more brilliant. Our diamonds are the envy of the industry. So don't ever pay too much for an ordinary diamond when you can get a Mervis diamond from us. At Mervis, you'll find only the best. It always was so, and it always will be so. Someday, all diamonds will be sold the Mervis way. Mervis Diamond Importers. Mervis means more diamonds, much better quality, and the most value. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com to learn more. For an appointment, call 1-800-HER-LOVE. Nobody pays retail anymore. Why should you?
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
Hey, Vince, what's coming up on WMAO?
Well, Donna Brazile's in trouble. The Democratic Party would like to just have a Brazilian of its own. Get rid of her. They're going to shave her right out of the party.
Michael Oslin will be joining us. He's with the Hoover Institute, and he'll discuss President Trump's trip to Asia.